Homeless veterans can now apply to rent a studio apartment in a new building next to a veterans outreach center in Springfield, Massachusetts. The complex is the culmination of years of work by a Vietnam War veteran who has dedicated his life to helping fellow veterans. There are 20 studio apartments in a three-story building, along with a day room, conference center, laundry room, and 21 parking spaces. The apartments come fully furnished.
Not a lot of space, but, you know, it's comfortable. And they provide, you know, things that we need. An industrial microwave, you know, two burners, an average refrigerator, and, you know, nice closet space. Bathrooms are decently sized. But this is one of our furnishings. And the air conditioners, the furnishings, they all came with the room.
Ron King is the resident manager. He explains the complex provides the homeless veterans, many of whom suffer with post-traumatic stress disorder or other service-related health issues, with more than just a roof over their heads.
Fortunately, there are systems in place here. You know, we have bulletin boards where people will come in and help them for any transitional needs they may have. So this is not only just a residential facility, you know, it's a good place for them to transition, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, soldiers are always transitioning. So this is a good facility for them to be in because they have all the help they need. They don't have to go far to get it.
King said he got the job as live-in house manager because of his training as a chef and also because he can relate to the other residents. King came back from military service disabled after he broke both legs in what turned out to be his final jump as an Army paratrooper.
We as veterans have to help each other because we are the only ones who understands the plight of the veterans.
Veterans can apply to live in the complex if they can't find housing and earn less than $17,500 a year. The veterans pay 30% of their gross income for rent. Harold Sanabria, who left the Army in 1995 after 13 years in the service, said if not for the new apartments, he would be in a homeless shelter.
This is a blessing, believe me. This is a blessing. I couldn't thank the Lord and my country for everything they've done for me. You know, I mean, I'm very grateful.
The new apartment building is located next door to the Bilingual Veterans Outreach Center.
That is the beauty of this because it's so close to the main headquarters of the outreach center that we will be able to support these veterans in any need that they have. And of course, network with other organizations to make sure that these veterans lack nothing.
Executive Director Gumacindo Gomez said the housing complex is not limited to Hispanic veterans.
Bilingual only implies that some people who work in that agency speak Spanish because we do have some Spanish veterans, Spanish-speaking veterans that lack some language. So that is why. But my clientele here is 70% Caucasian, about 20% Afro-American, and about 5-6% is Hispanics.
Gomez, who was an Army sergeant in the Vietnam War, founded the Outreach Center 30 years ago to help veterans and their families apply for government benefits.
There's a lot of veterans in need. There's a lot of veterans that's got their mental problems and any other problems, so we're working with them.
Gomez began to pursue developing the apartment building for homeless veterans after he saw a similar project in Brockton in 2009 and spoke with a veterans housing consultant. Construction on the $2.8 million complex, located in a densely populated residential neighborhood in Springfield's North End, began in April 2015 and was completed last spring. The project was paid for by the Massachusetts Department of Housing and Community Development. At a ceremony earlier this year, the complex was dedicated as the Sergeant Gomez Veterans Campus.
I deserve it. For 30 years that I've been doing this, something needs to happen. So I think it's well named, the Sergeant Gomez Veterans Campus, and that will leave a legacy behind for others to follow.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.